NFL approves radical changes to kickoff rules by 29-3 vote. By Dylan Gwynn on March 26, 2024. Are you bored by the lack of returns and the seemingly mundane nature of the NFL kickoff? Well, after the rule change approved by owners on Tuesday, you will no longer be bored. By a vote of 29-3, with the Packers, Raiders, and 49ers in dissent, the NFL approved a radical new kickoff rule for a one-year trial basis. The new rule will make the traditional first play of the game look nothing like it has looked up until now. The proposal for the new kickoff rule was over 9 pages long, so there is a considerable amount of information to digest. However, here are some highlights that illustrate this new rule is a radical departure from the old rule. First, the kicker will be by himself. Yes, you read that right. He will line up by himself on his own 35-yard line. He cannot cross midfield until the ball is in play. So, in other words, the kicker can't get involved until the ball is caught, lands in the field of play, or lands in the end zone. The other 10 players on the coverage team will line up at the opponent's 40-yard line. Each player must have 1 foot on the line and 5 players on each side of the ball to prevent teams from overloading one side of the coverage. As for the receiving team, here's how CBS Sports describes the rules. The receiving team has a 5-yard setup zone that runs from its own 30 to its 35-yard line, CBS Sports reports. 7 players from the receiving team must have their foot on the 35-yard line. The receiving team can also have 2 more players who are in the setup zone but who aren't touching the 35-yard line. Those 2 players will be lined up outside the hashes. The receiving team can put 1 or 2 returners back to field the football. But if they decide to utilize just 1 returner, then the extra player will have to line up in the setup zone between the 30 and 35-yard line. Here's a visualization of what it will be like. The rule has a lot more to it, but another highlight is that there are no fair catches. A caught ball will be a returned ball without exception. Of course, this could all backfire and be terrible. But, as opposed to most of the NFL's recent rule changes, which are bad, this sounds genuinely intriguing and could lead to more fireworks. Our first chance to see it will be when the Texans face the Bears during the Hall of Fame game on August 1.